We certainly do not have the right to play God, but God does. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. It's the daily podcast where we are reading through the entire Bible in a year. This is episode number 220. My name is Steve Webb. I'm your host. Welcome if you're brand new. Welcome back if you've been here for a while. Our reading today is Psalms 93 through 95, after which I'll have some comments. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us and for your word. As we read today, we ask that you make it alive to us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin.
Psalms 93. The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty. Indeed, the Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. The world stands firm and cannot be shaken. Your throne, O Lord, has stood from time immemorial. You yourself are from the everlasting past. The floods have risen up, O Lord. The floods have roared like thunder. The floods have lifted their pounding waves, but mightier than the violent raging of the seas, mightier than the breakers on the shore. The Lord above is mightier than these. Your royal laws cannot be changed. Your reign, O Lord, is holy forever and ever. Psalms chapter 94. O Lord, the God of vengeance, O God of vengeance, let your glorious justice shine forth. Arise, O Judge of the earth, give the proud what they deserve. How long, O Lord, how long will the wicked be allowed to gloat? How long will they speak with arrogance? How long will these evil people boast? They crush your people, Lord, hurting those you claim as your own. They kill widows and foreigners and murder orphans. The Lord isn't looking, they say, and besides, the God of Israel doesn't care. Think again, you fools. When will you finally catch on? Is he deaf, the one who made your ears? Is he blind, the one who formed your eyes? He punishes the nations. Won't he also punish you? He knows everything. Doesn't he also know what you're doing? The Lord knows people's thoughts. He knows they are worthless. Joyful are those you discipline, Lord, those you teach with your instructions. You give them relief from troubled times until a pit is dug to capture the wicked. The Lord will not reject his people. He will not abandon his special possession. Judgment will again be founded on justice, and those with virtuous hearts will pursue it. Who will protect me from the wicked? Who will stand up for me against evildoers? Unless the Lord had helped me, I would soon have settled in the silence of the grave. I cried out, "I'm slipping," but your unfailing love, O Lord, supported me. When doubts filled my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer. Can unjust leaders claim that God is on their side, leaders whose decrees permit injustice? They gang up against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord is my fortress. My God is the mighty rock where I hide. God will turn the sins of evil people back on them. He will destroy them for their sins. The Lord our God will destroy them. Psalms chapter 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come to him with thanksgiving. Let us sing psalms of praise to him. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the mightiest mountains. The sea belongs to him, for he made it. His hands formed the dry land, too. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people he watches over, the flock under his care. If only you would listen to his voice today. The Lord says, don't harden your hearts as Israel did at Meribah, as they did at Massa in the wilderness. For there your ancestors tested and tried my patience, even though they saw everything I did. For 40 years I was angry with them, and I said, they are a people whose hearts turn away from me. They refuse to do what I tell them. So in my anger I took an oath, they will never enter my place of rest.
All I don't know about you, but I can't help but get excited when I read chapters like these. Psalm 93 declares that God is king, then proceeds to illustrate in great, majestic language how this is true. Psalm 94 opens by referring to him as the God of vengeance. This is an interesting word, I think. To many people, vengeance has a negative connotation, and in the hands of man, vengeance can be an ugly and negative thing. But that's because man's vengeance is often not based on perfect justice. But listen to the definition of the word as the Oxford Dictionary has it. Punishment inflicted or retribution exacted for an injury or wrong. Now, who better than the author of all that is good and right to be the one to exact vengeance? Who better to judge those who injure or wrong the innocent? Psalm 94 implores God to let his glorious justice shine forth, to give the proud what they deserve, to punish the evil who kill widows and murder orphans. Our culture doesn't like to hear that there truly is evil in the world. Or if they do, many don't think that the ultimate punishment, which is death, should be meted out. They say, we don't have the right to kill another human being, no matter how bad they are or what they've done. Well, perhaps. But God does have that right, and that is what the author of this psalm is calling for. We certainly do not have the right to play God, but God does. And then Psalm 95 is a call for us to sing and shout joyfully to the Lord, the rock of our salvation. It shows him as our shepherd and us as the flock under his care. This is a call to us to kneel before him, trusting that we will be safe as he watches over us. I have to say that I, for one, am amazed and humbled that this holy and righteous God, creator of everything that is, takes note of me at all. I'm nothing in the grand scheme of things. When I ponder the vastness of the universe, when I think of my failures, when I look at his infinite greatness, I have to ask myself why this God would care about me. But then I'm reminded of the scripture that says simply, God is love, 1 John 4:8. And then John 3:15 through 18. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him. My goodness, how wonderful is his name. What are your thoughts? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. To find out what Bible translations I use today, please go to the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com and look for episode number 220. And may I suggest you tell a friend about the podcast. That's the best way to grow the audience and help more people get more of God's Word in their life. Just ask them to go to bible.lifespringmedia.com, or better yet, help them to subscribe on their own device. Our reading tomorrow will be Proverbs 16. Then I'd like to share a need I have with you. I'm having some very frustrating issues with my web host right now. I've been with them for over 7.5 years, and they sent me an email almost 2 weeks ago saying that they needed to move my account to a new and better server. I thought, great. Well, ever since the server move, every website I have has been as slow as molasses. My EasyBibleNamesGuide.com website has gotten especially bad, and I've been back and forth with their tech support team for the last 3, 4, 5 days, and they have not fixed it yet. So I'm looking at having to move to a new web host with better hardware. And that's going to probably increase my costs by a factor of about, 6 or 7 times. So when I tell you that I need your support, I really need your support. Could you please, if you get any value out of this podcast, convert that value, whatever it's worth to you, to some actual dollars and visit support.lifespringmedia.com and send it my way. Lifespringmedia.com has gotten very slow, as has, like I said, my book website. So they need help, and I need your help if you at all can. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. Support.lifespringmedia.com. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.